Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, exciting weekend for your team. You had three wrestlers from Beloit and one from Rock Hills that went down to the state tournament and competed there. 113 Blaine Harris, 120 Caden Emmett for Beloit, and then 145 Zane Colson for Rock Hills. But the featured wrestler over the weekend, a state championship for you at 138 pounds, Carter Wessling of Beloit, winning over Tristan Porsche of Hoxie for the second time this season. How exciting is it to bring home a state champion with Carter Wessling?
Well, it's very exciting, of course, and it's really huge for Carter. He has had a goal his whole life to be a state champion, and the last 2 years came up short. You know, he was third as a sophomore, he was third, and as a junior, he was third, and it meant everything to him to win a title this year, and what an outstanding tournament he had, and What an outstanding finals match he had. And it also means a lot to this Beloit wrestling program, mm-hmm. For our other young kids to be able to see what he did and how hard he worked to attain his goal and to be in the practice room with him every day as a leader that he was, and to show these young kids what it takes to be a true champion. It was outstanding. So it's huge for him, and it's huge for our program.
Just your overall thoughts on the other three wrestlers that you had down there. Obviously good seasons for Harris, Emmett, and Colson as well.
Yeah, very proud of all three kids. They represented Beloit and Rock Hills outstanding. You know, Harris and Emmett both went 1-2 and lost tough matches, and every match down there is tough, and the matches that they lost were tough, and Colson, just being a freshman, going down there and winning two matches, he went 2-2, mm-hmm. and the matches that he lost also were just outstanding kids, place winners, every one of them, and I couldn't be more proud of the way they represented their schools down there.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a time out. We're back with more with Coach Nemchek after this break on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming, higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, one final time with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, I know you had a couple seniors this year, Carter Wessling, as we talked about, who won the state championship, and Dustin Williams as well. As you look at this senior class and the time that they put into the program, what are your thoughts on them as they exit this year?
Well, again, as I said before, Carter was such a great leader in our room, and wasn't always a leader by the vocal leader. He was the leader by his work ethic, and mm-hmm. And you could just tell that as in the practice room, kids followed that leadership. And we had a great season with our young kids because of that leadership, and because of they understood how to work and how to drill. And that's so important in this sport. Dustin Williams, a senior for us, didn't get a whole lot of varsity time his whole career with us. But I thought this year as a senior, he was a leader also, and he did a great job with our young kids and always working with young kids and showing and telling and showing what how to do things and how to do moves and so on. So I couldn't be more proud of both those seniors this year and as a team, our whole a young group stepping in all season long, are working hard and wanting to get better, and we saw great results because of that.
Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Bullet Trojans here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, this is our final Locker Room Chats, so we thank you for taking time all year to be with us to talk Trojan wrestling, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you, Dusty, and thanks for your support all season.
Our Bullet Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, you competed out at the 3-2-1A State Wrestling Tournament this weekend in Hayes, and a nice finish for Spencer Heiss. He finishes in fifth place overall, finishing the season 36-6, a 3-2 finish out there at State. And then Roxton Brown also at 195, a state qualifier for you, as he went 1-2 and finished the season, I believe, 22-12 for your squad. Just kind of looking at these two guys and how they performed out of state, what were your overall thoughts of the tournament?
Yeah, they did really well. Spencer Place, and that's a tough weight class, and most people know. So, I was happy overall. Roxton, we knew going in with his weight, giving up quite a bit of weight. Just trying to, like I said, we bumped him up from 82 to 95, and he only weighs about 180 pounds. So, you know, that cost us a little bit when we got to state against those bigger kids. But, yeah, they wrestled well. Both of them wrestled well, and Spencer really just, you know, one or two moves away from maybe getting into third and fourth. Wrestled the Marion kid pretty tough and lost by 2-0 was a score. So, you know, you look at that, and Marion kid was a good kid. So, and obviously, you know, losing to Porsche, that's, I think Westling's the only one that has anything to say about that guy anyway. So, No, very happy with the way things went out there for our kids.
Again, state tournament finished. We'll take a time out here in our locker room chats. When we come back, we'll go over the season as a whole for Osborne and look ahead to the future for the Bulldog Wrestling Program after this break on KD Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team, one final time here in 2016. Coach, as you look ahead for your wrestling team, Lance Hall is the one wrestler that you'll lose, and he put a lot of time into 4 years in the program. This year at 132 pounds, fell just short of making it to the state tournament this year. But just looking at Lance and some of the things that he's done for the program throughout the last years, what are your thoughts as he heads out?
Yeah, it's going to be different not having Lance around. Since he's in seventh grade, obviously, and just a great kid, a kid that works hard every day. He's there. I felt a little bad. Something just didn't seem right. After Christmas, he seemed like he'd get tired of third period. He's not really a kid. He's always works hard and seems like he's in shape, but I think he's having just battling some kind of infection, and finally went to the doctor after regionals and found out that he was kind of had an infection. So I wish I had caught that sooner, maybe get him some get that cleared up, and maybe he could have had a better chance at his regional weight class. But he wrestled tough there with another 132, was another tough weight class anyway. So even if he's at full strength, you know, does he make it? I don't know. But he's a great kid. We're sure going to miss him. You know, obviously a good sparring partner for Spencer and the other guys around that weight class. So we wish him the best, and it's really my first senior I've had for several years. We've just been a young team all along. So he's one of the first guys we're going to miss, and we'll sure miss him next year.
Talking about next year, when you look ahead, what do you think about this group as you bring back everybody, and you should have Negley back healthy as well?
Yeah, I'm hoping, very, very much hoping for Negley to come back. He's nursing a shoulder injury. I hope that all heals well, and he's able to wrestle for us next year. If he comes back and we got the three sophomores, I just adding up here, three sophomores, Roxton, Byron, and Spencer, are 86 and 29 combined. So those guys had a really good year. Byron, again, that tough 170-pound weight class, you know, wish he could have made it. But he was on a, I can't remember what it was, about a 15 win streak there for a while, and was really, really doing a good job. And so if he comes back, all those guys come back healthy, that's the thing. You never know what happens. And if they come back healthy like we started this year, like I say, they're going to be juniors, and throwing Negley. I also have a couple other juniors this year, Quentin Morris and James Roney. They can step up a little bit more too their senior year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we'll do well as a team. We've got some camps planned this summer. Open up the room once in a while where they can roll around and do some things. So, well, it's exciting time. We know what it takes to get there. Just a little bit, you know, do some more work and then see what the regional draw is. That's always a question mark, of course. I thought a tough regional, especially at the weight classes where my kids did stay home. So, but now we'll do our best in the off season for sure.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, thanks for the time all season, and we've enjoyed talking Bulldog Wrestling with you, and best of luck down the road.
Yeah, it was very good. Like I said, the only thing I was going to add to that state tournament, that was just a great state tournament. Probably the neatest thing was all the kids around this area that we wrestle against. The neat part is, you know, we root for those kids, and, just come to mind real quick, Dalton Kuhn, you know, you look at that kid, and he had to sit out. He's injured there, but, you know, we're all excited. He got in the finals, and went there at Smith Center. And, the Lions kid, Roxton, and him battled the first weekend out, and it was kind of neat. He didn't have anybody to practice with before the finals, and so he went in there and warmed up with him on the mat, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of camaraderie and talking to all the coaches and things. So that's the part that's fun and makes it a worthwhile time, I guess, for the sport. So, we appreciate everything you've done and everything there. So, best of luck to you guys, and we'll see you next about 9 months, I guess.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, looking at your team this weekend out at state, some mixed results. A tough match in the first round for David Heilman, but what a job he did to come back and win five straight, really in dominant fashion, to finish in third place at 126. Also a third place finish for Colton Hutchinson at 132. Your top finish was Dalton Kuhn at 220 in second place. Caden Meitler was sixth place, so four out of your five wrestlers that went this weekend placed. Dewan Whitaker went 0-2 on the weekend. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled there out of state?
I think we did pretty much everything we could do. According to the draws that we received, we probably had the toughest first-round draws that I can ever remember as being a head wrestling coach, and we actually went 2-4 in those. And we had an opportunity to win another one, but it kind of slipped out of our hands. But I think the kids wrestled really, really, really well, and I was nervous going in because we hadn't been performing very well in the last couple of weeks. And we gave ourselves an opportunity to get up there in the trophies, and we just fell just a little short.
Fourth place finish there. Is that something you expected going in, to have a chance to get up in those standings like that?
No, it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was just hoping top 10. I think when you get into the top 10 as a wrestling team, that you've got something pretty decent. I wasn't expecting top three at all. And actually going into the finals matches, we were three there. And of course, I knew we weren't going to hang on to it because Chris Dieters is such a stud, and the Mintzmeyer kids a stud as well from Marysville. So I knew we were going to have to, basically it was going to rest on Dalton Kuhn's shoulders, and he did everything he could possibly do to try to get bonus points in that match because he had to win by bonus. And we didn't tell him that, but our kids are smart. The kids that are you know, that have been wrestling for a while. They understand team scores. They understand what they got to do. And I know he went into that match thinking that. And we never, as coaches, said anything to him, but you know that's what he was thinking.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We're going to take a time out when we come back. We'll talk about maybe the future of Smith Center Redmond wrestling and talk about a certain senior that will be graduating this year for Smith Center after the break on Katy Country 94.
High-quality crop starts with high-quality equipment. Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, has the hay and forage equipment inventory you're looking for. You can find the right hay tools at the right price. And with 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas, we have one of the largest used inventories around, all backed by an extensive parts and service network. Right now, take advantage of special financing at 1.9% fixed rate for 36 months. Visit LandmarkImp.com today or visit your local Landmark location for more information and experience the Landmark difference.
And we're back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, again, your season comes to a close out at the state wrestling tournament with a fourth place finish. Moving on now with this group, you just had one senior this year, and it was Cale Rogers. And I know that you know, this year we didn't get a lot of talking about him because he had the injuries, and you know, he injury defaulted out of the regional tournament. He got started and then just couldn't go the rest of the way. What has Cale meant to this program over the last 4 years?
Well, you know, Cale, I think, has only wrestled in one season where he was totally healthy, mm-hmm. and that was his freshman year. And I say healthy, he was, you know, he was cutting a tremendous amount of weight at the end of that season just because he went through a growth spurt. He, you know, he like alpha weighed in like 112 that year, and that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But towards the end, he was coming in 119, 120, and I mean, it was just a tremendous amount of weight for him to cut. But that's the only healthy season that he's had going through wrestling season. So, you know, he's a great kid to be around. He's got a great sense of humor. We're going to miss him tremendously, and more so, I hope the Rogers family doesn't just think that this is the end, because, you know, we've had Colt, and Colt's obviously a, you know, he was a big-time person in our program, mm-hmm. that kind of got us going the way that we need to be going, but then we also had Clint, and now we're losing Cale, so you kind of lose that family a little bit, and that's a big hit for Smith Center and Smith Center Wrestling. So hopefully Mike, the dad, and Callie, the mom, they continue to support us, which I think they will. But mm-hmm. we got Colt out coaching in Lakin now, and Clint comes back as much as he possibly can to help out, and I'm sure Cale will do the same. So they will be truly missed.
What are some quick thoughts on the future? I mean, all five of you guys that made it to state this year will all be back next year.
Oh, the future's bright, man. We got some young guys coming in and you know, graduating. Only one guy who didn't end up making it to the state tournament. It's looking all right.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck down the road.
Dusty, we appreciate everything that you do for us and getting us on the air, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Bet.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
If you're looking for a new or used tractor to enhance your operation, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you. All backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory, or visit one of our 17 Landmark locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas today and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
And welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, you had one of your wrestlers make it to state, Sam Hill at 106 pounds, the freshman for you. Unfortunately, out there at state, he went 0-2. But like you said last week, you know, getting into the top 16, definitely an accomplishment as a freshman for Sam. Overall, what were your thoughts about the way he wrestled out at state?
Sam couldn't have wrestled any harder. He was technically very, very sound. Gave us 100% effort. like he always does, you know. And unfortunately, with the weight distribution, he was outweighed, and not making excuses for him. The opponents were really good. I mean, you're going against the top ones in the state, and he was beat by some really good kids that deserve to take that next step, you know. And it wasn't from lack of effort on Sam's part. It was just the way the cards fell for us this year. But you know, I'm completely satisfied with his efforts. Really proud of him. You know, he was disappointed that he didn't get a win or two in there, but you know, it's just from years and years and years of wrestling as a federation wrestler, and he doesn't practice like he does to lose, you know, and it's kind of hard for him to accept, but it's just part of our sport, and that's what we do. But he did really well. I was very, very proud of him and his effort.
We're talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Let's take a time out here. When we come back, we'll kind of talk about the future for Leopard Wrestling after this break on Katy Country 94.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, kind of just looking ahead to the future, obviously we talked about on your Locker Room Chats a week ago about your senior night and Caitlin Street and how important she was to the program. She was your lone senior this year, so you do have quite a bit of experience coming back. Just if you can talk about the you know, Caitlin heading out and the future for Leopard Wrestling.
Well, the you know, she is going to be a loss because she was a very good person to have on the team. Our first female team captain, I believe, in the history of our program. You know, going through a junior high and in a high school, and you know, just to have the courage to go into a male sport like that. I have two girls that have the courage to do that, and I'm very proud of their efforts. You know, whether they win or lose, it makes no difference. Just that they have the courage to do that. It was testament to them, you know. And we will lose Caitlin. Looking to the future, we have a small junior high team, but we do have four on there with some very good federation program experience, and we're hoping to get all four, at least those four, out, which will bring our numbers up. We have a very strong 126 pounder, Chance Vath, whose dad was at least a two-time, maybe a three-time state champ, and wrestled collegiate wrestler, and has a family history of wrestling. Sam Hill's cousin, and very, very solid wrestler. A larger boy, Tyler Wolford's 220, 225, and a couple other smaller guys, you know. And just looking at that, it kind of helps us feel a little bit better about our program, trying to keep things alive and active there, and you know, trying to help us compete with some of the bigger teams and hopefully be a little more competitive next year. You know, we are a young team, and hopefully we can step her up a notch and compete with the likes of Boyd, Minneapolis, who I would like to take this opportunity right now to congratulate Carter Wessling on his win out there at State. It was a beautiful match, and I'm just really, really happy for the young man. You know, he's a quality individual, and the whole program up there is. You know, the kids and the coaching staff are just really good folks. And then to the Minneapolis team, we did not here in town get motel rooms reserved, and Minneapolis happened to have three extra rooms that they saved for us. With deep respect, I give them a lot of thanks for doing that for us and helping us out on that level too, you know. So we're surrounded by some very good programs, and hope to continue that on here, you know. Have the same type of mentality as Boyd, Minneapolis, and Ellsworth programs, and, you know, work for our kids and do what's best for them. And that's what we're all trying to do at the same time, you know, and be competitive and go out and try to beat each other and be respectful. And that's what we're going to continue on here, I hope.
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, well, thank you for taking the time all season long, as this is our last locker room chat, and taking some time to talk Leopard wrestling, and wish you the best of luck down the road.
Thank you very much, Dusty. I really appreciate your calls. Glad to do it.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.